Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Okay, good to see everybody here. Appreciate you being here. Another good day. A lot of excitement with the crowd. Guys were into it, focused. What questions do you have? That originated with George Godsey, our tight ends coach, and Scott Cohen, our personnel coach. And those two guys had run that summer before, so they're in charge of that. A lot of fun. You know what? Value, too, right? You got to be able to handle and recover a wet football. So check that one off the box. We've worked on that. I think he's looked very good at that. And it's a good question. We do measure all that. You know, we have metrics on that. There's chips in the ball, and we look at the numbers on that, and the numbers bear that out too. So whatever you're seeing in terms of your eye with the way he's thrown has been held true by the numbers. He's throwing the ball really well. I think Petey's looking good. Yeah, I do. I feel like Ronnie's moving around really well. His feet are good. He's strong. He's in really good shape, working very hard, you know, great attitude. He's just putting the work in right now, and I know he'll be ready to start the season.
John, we noticed you had a guest special teams coach out there in Jerry Mossberg. How good is it to have Jerry back? And he was very hands-on and wasn't just standing around.
Yeah, Coach Rossberg is back with us for a week. You know, he's going to be a coach here for a week, coaching special teams and everything else, probably. And he does a great job. Jerry's family, once a Raven, always a Raven, and we love Jerry. But, he's out there. I saw him working the field goal team and the punt return team, and he probably misses it just a little bit. You know, you could see that. Yeah, the initial indication was not a serious thing, but let's wait and see what we hear. We'll know more once they get a look at it. You know, I don't know. I haven't thought about it. It's really not something that matters. You know, we got a lot going on right now, so I haven't really thought in those terms. I think he's doing great right now. I think he's into it. Attitude's great. You know, I felt like he was great last year, too, so I really couldn't say that, but I'm really happy with him. You know, I don't know. It's a fair question, and there is a point in time where, you know, it does become a concern because, you know, he knows, and JK and I talked last night. We talk a lot. He wants to be out there, and he needs to be out there, just like any player does. Other than that, there's nothing else I can really add. I don't know when he's going to come back, but I know I'm going to be really happy when he does.
What are you missing?
Well, you miss JK. You know, I mean, he's the player. You know, you want him out there. He's a great player, and it's one less great player we have out there.
How's the offensive line just looked commanding the new offensive spot, especially since some of the guys weren't here until the camp?
Yeah, I think they look really good. I think the offensive line is looking really good. Pass protection's been firm. You watch one-on-one pass protection. They win a lot over there. I feel like the footwork and the timing and the run game, we got last two days, yesterday and the day before, of good run blocking, which you really have to have. We don't probably get enough of it, but they look good doing it. We have a lot of work to do, but probably the toughest area to get synchronized, but a lot of good prospects. Plus, I would add this. I think the rookies really are doing a good job. These rookies are making big strides. Joe is doing a great job with those guys.
Steelers, of course, have had pick and rub concepts. Beating the Ravens with them, beating all the teams in the league with them. And I noticed, for the first time in a very long time, the Ravens running the red drill here today. Can you talk a little bit about that?
We've run that drill every year, but you saw it today. I think it will be a part of the offense for sure. We'll probably, if we throw the ball more, you're going to see more of those concepts. We've always had them. We probably didn't do them well enough to make them or often enough to make you remember them. So as a coach, you know, it's like, ugh, that hurts. But we'll get over it, and something we need to be good at. You know, people are going to press you, get in your face, and you got to make them pay for that sometimes.
John, you talked talked about the rookies, but Saleh, your early impressions been of him in 2 weeks, and how's it fitting into the offensive line?
He's done well. I haven't seen any step back, nothing to make you think he's been slowed down or nothing to disappoint. Still continues to make steady progress. And also say John Simpson, so you know, same thing. He's had a great camp. And next week, we'll flip it. You know, he'll go with the ones, and Saleh will go with the twos. So 2 weeks in, we'll have it kind of both guys, and we'll both look at those guys doing in both with both groups of guys. So that's how we set it up.
We'll do two more, guys.
Hey, so Johnny,
did you feel like the offensive line really became a source of stability for you guys last season, and do you feel like that's carried over into this summer?
Yeah, Charles. I mean, I think they have for the last few years. You know, we've always had – whenever we've been good, our offensive line has been really good. To me, it all starts – we said it 16 years ago. Football begins in the trenches. It always has and always will. If you're not good in the trenches, I don't know how you can think that you're going to overcome that. So it's a priority for us. I love our offensive line. I think it all, you know, they're the core. They're the rock in the middle of that offense. It has to be, you know, has to be impregnable. So that's what they're chasing right now. I don't know when they might be back. I don't.
Is Odell just a bad day?
What's that?
Odell not out today. Is that just a bad day?
Yeah, we had some guys that were out, and they were doing different lifting. They were doing some protocols as far as running and conditioning. Then they were kind of helping the guys with coaching. So we did that with a few guys, Morgan, Zeitler, a few guys like that today.
Thank you.